Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The best and worst of the sports week, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
On ESPN.
102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It's time!
This is the worst.
You look like you're feeling sorry for yourself.
I believe in miracles, yes! Unbelievable.
He's one of one. He is him.
This is a Coke bottle, it's not a crystal ball.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Okay, let's go.
It is that time of the week, time for the best and worst things in sports here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your best things, your worst things on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, kick us off with your best and worst things in the world of sports. No, Dane from Nolensville. Worse is not Draymond with his headlock. Stop crying out there. Draymond's fine.
It's pretty funny.
He might have, you know, he might have held the headlock a little bit too long.
He got suspended five games.
Yeah, he gets five games. So I think that brings him to 22 in his career. That's a solid.
That's it?
He's no Lambeer, but that's a solid.
I thought he'd had way more than that.
Yeah, only 22.
He's got some work to do.
Well, give him time. So my best and worst, I'm going to do one of my beloved both the same thing.
Sure.
Best in sports is Tennessee men's basketball. You know, Wisconsin's not a world beater, but that's a tough place to play. They go up there and win a Friday night game up in Madison after they've already won in Breslin Center against Michigan State. Not in a game that didn't count, but you saw what they have. Dalton Knecht is a first-round pick. It's one of those – it's kind of a lucky break, honestly. I mean, I give credit to Rick Barnes and his staff, but, like, this guy – I mean, I think in the Athletics portal rankings, he was ranked, like, 45th.
Yeah.
He's grown into like a pro, and he fits perfectly what they do. Jordan Ganey also fits perfectly. The Athletic ranks them number one. I think they are number one, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And the worst thing in sports is that people are already like taking it to Rick Barnes in March. Like, you have to be able to enjoy a season, folks. You know, I talk about football games all the time, right? Like you get to see your team 12 times a year. So you might want to, you know, take advantage of that or you might want to appreciate that. I mean, these guys only play, you know, 32 or whatever it is. And the Vols have, like I said, they're in Maui. They're going to play, if they beat Syracuse, they're going to play Purdue, I think. And then they might play Kansas. They got at North Carolina coming up. Illinois is coming into Knoxville, and that's a good team. Kentucky's for real this year. That's going to be good. Alabama is going to be good. I mean, maybe even Vanderbilt can make those games good by the time we get to them. There's a lot of season to enjoy this team. So just enjoy it. Don't just immediately start crying and curling up in a ball about how they're going to blow it in March. They're a great team. They're going to be so much fun to watch. Enjoy it. That's my worst and best.
It is difficult to not think about March a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's November.
I know. I'm with you.
There's a lot of big games to come.
There are. Nick Kieser, your best and worst things in the world of sports.
I will start with Josh Dobbs being my best. That was so much fun to watch this weekend. And hearing him tell the story, too, about how the Cardinals were like, no, we're not going to trade you. Like, don't worry about it. And just hearing everything in detail with how open he's been during this entire time has been awesome. And the fact that he has multiple touchdowns with two different teams this year in the regular season is insane. He's the only quarterback to do that, which is crazy. So he's had a wonderful story this year. My worst, Josh Allen sucks. Like, Josh Allen is the worst right now. He leads the league with, 11 picks, I think. And I just don't see him being that elite quarterback that can help this team get over the slump of winning a Super Bowl. I don't think he is there. So he has looked awful, and Monday night was tough to watch overall, but he was god-awful.
He's been turning the football over a lot.
A whole lot.
Yes. A nice quarterback.
Two Joshes
there.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. Two Joshes.
Very well done. My worst thing in sports, I have two. Michigan football playing the victim. I mean, you could kind of put that as the best because it's been pretty funny to watch the post-game interview. And then, you know, Jim Harbaugh get up there this week. You know, I think this is America's team. You know, that we in America, we love teams that overcome the odds and refute what the naysayers have to say. And this is America's team in Michigan. This is what we do here. So that's been funny to watch. Also, the NBA in-season tournament. I thought it was going to be stupid heading into it, and it has been every bit as stupid as I thought it would be.
That's a good
I mean,
one.
It's done absolutely nothing for me. I guess there are people that apparently enjoy this. But it was hilarious like a week ago. They were asking all these players about the NBA in-season tournament, and they were like, yeah, I don't really know what it is. But, yeah, cool. We're just playing. It's like, yeah, there's no incentive for these players. I'm sure if you're like a bottom-of-the-roster player and you win the $1 million as a team that this thing is for, cool. That's nice. But, like, do we think that LeBron James and Giannis and the star players give a single crap about the NBA in-season tournament and the financial prize that comes with it? The answer is no.
Right. The fans don't care either.
No. It's so stupid.
It's really dumb. All they need to do is figure out whatever number of games will allow the great players to play all the games.
Yes.
That's it.
That's what they need to do. And my best thing in sports, I am very much looking forward to this. Now, I will be busy watching the Predators and the Avalanche on Monday night. I'm very much looking forward to Chiefs and Eagles on Monday Night Football coming up. Super Bowl rematch. I think potentially a Super Bowl preview. Again, I would not be surprised at all if both of them were back in there. But that one's going to be interesting. I'm calling my shot now. The Eagles win on the road.
Ooh.
Taking down Kansas City.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
Okay. I think you're going to be wrong.
I could be. I think the Eagles are the best team in the league.
Yeah, they might be. I watched San Fran last week, and I'm
they're
like,
good.
Yeah, they're scary. That's going to be – I mean, that's going to be the title game, right? I mean, get this Lions crap out of my face.
Well, I don't know. Lions right now, higher seed than San Francisco is. Keep that in mind.
If San Fran played in Detroit, that sets up perfectly for major disappointment. Yeah, the Harbaugh thing, man. It's amazing. Like John Harbaugh this week's like, I mean, he's coming through this with flying colors. Yeah. So, and it's like, is he?
I don't think so, John. I mean, look, it's your brother, so you say whatever you
want
to say.
Yeah, he's at a press conference, asked about his brother. Yeah. Right, that's what he's going to say. But it's pretty amazing. Just like to thank the Lord, all you MFers out there.
Travis on the text line says, best thing, Big Mac Celebrini will be a Nashville Predator. Speaking it into existence, he is projected to be the number one pick this year. So we'll see. Long way to go. We'll see. Worst, football season flying by, and both his teams suck. I don't know who Travis's teams are. I assume the Titans is one of them, but Travis not having fun in football season.
Sorry, Travis. If you're the Vandy Titans combo, Vandy Titans combo, that's tough. That is tough. If you're a Vols Titans, it's not terrible.
Not terrible.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Vols fans are already mad at me. I got Vols fans mad at me.
What are they mad at you?
Well, because I tied them in with the Titans and Vanderbilt.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's been, you know, for them it's been fine. But you find me, tell me what percentage of Tennessee fans on the day before the opener are like 8-4. Cool, I'd be happy with that.
Not very many.
Right. 9, I mean, there's a difference. 9-3, I think most people reasonably would have said, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
8-4, no one's happy with that.
No.
Now if they beat Georgia,
changes things.
I guess apparently we're praying for lunch too, if that right?
I guess so.
We're paying for Big Joe and Chase
a friendly
for
wager
lunch. We didn't make the wager. We just got forced into the wager. But I'm fine with it. You fine with it?
I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We've got Predators assistant coach Derek McKenzie coming up at 7:15. We'll get into the Predators with him. Coming up next, we'll continue the conversation on the AFC South. Can the Houston Texans actually win this thing this year? We'll get into that. We'll continue to look ahead to the Titans and Jags coming up on Sunday. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.